John chapter number 12, we'll begin reading in verse 32. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus saith unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. Let's go to God in just a moment of prayer. Father, we one more time come to you in Jesus' precious name in prayer. We pray for that special utterance, special touch. God, that's beyond ourselves, that's beyond the human realm. It's beyond the earthly, beyond the natural. Lord, we're praying for that spiritual and supernatural enablement. God, that makes preaching effective and God challenges our heart. Lord, we ask now that your will would be done in as we look at this passage of Scripture. We don't want to say anything more, nothing less than what you would desire and design in this service. And Lord, what you do, we'll be careful, Lord, to give you the praise and the thanks because you're worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you've been in several of the last few services that we've had, we've been preaching on a subject, Scared of the Dark. When I first preached that first message, I did not mean or intend or even think that it was going to go further than just one message. But it seems like God is trying to say something to us. It's unplanned and unsought after, but God's sending the messages through about things that happens in the dark. And we talked about that and how that you and I ought to be scared of the dark as believers. Well, the Lord has directed our heart to this passage of Scripture. And when I read it, fear gripped my heart as again the subject, scared of the dark, surfaced again in my heart. Verse number 35, here's what Jesus said. Yet a little while, the light is with you, and these next few words ought to really get a hold of us tonight. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. Lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Without light, you have no direction. Without light, you have no sense of direction. You can be walking straight toward a disaster and not even know it. And I believe that a lot of folk today are walking in darkness and they know not whither they go. They have no sense of direction. You can tell they're just wandering to and fro. Actually, if you don't know where you're going, then you're out of control. If you don't know where you're going, then the darkness is in control. And God doesn't want that. Walk in the light while you have the light. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and watch this, and departed, and did hide himself from them. I believe that it's very clear in this passage of Scripture that the light is in connection to His presence. Jesus said, as long as I'm with you, you have light. But we found here in this verse that Jesus did something that ought to strike fear to all of our hearts, and that is, the Bible said that He departed and hid Himself and did hide Himself from them. But verse number 35, He said, walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. The thought that is upon our mind and our heart for the service tonight is also, of course, scared of the dark, but a subtitle would be, use it or lose it. Use it or lose it. We're not talking about salvation. We're not talking about that. That's not what's being discussed. We're talking about walking in the light. Light speaks of illumination. Light speaks of revelation. Light speaks of manifestation. God is a God of light. He is the God that reveals. He's the God that illumines or turns the light on. He's the one that can dispel darkness from your life. Darkness in the Bible is a type of sin. And the Bible says right here that we're to walk while we have that light. Walk while you have that light. Amen? The alternative to walking in the light is also in verse 35, and that is walking in the darkness. Walking in the darkness is the counterpart of walking in the light. Now, to walk in the light is to walk in obedience to God's Word. Walk in the light is to walk after and follow after Jesus, who said of Himself that He is the light of the world. Now, it's amazing to me that Jesus has got plenty of light. You think about it. I tell you how bright He is. I tell you how light, that much light comes out of Jesus and from Jesus. The Bible says in Revelations, the last chapter, that Jesus, the Bible said in verse 23 of chapter 21, and the city had no need of the sun. The S-U-N. That city up there had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. I tell you how bright He is. He completely dispels all darkness from eternity. For every saved person. Eternity. He's so bright that He lightens the entire city and lightens eternity. But on the other hand, you go to those that have missed heaven, those that are lost without God, they're cast into what? Outer darkness. They're cast into outer darkness. They're going to spend, Brother Craig, eternity where Christ is not. And it is called outer darkness. But I'm not going there. Thank God for that. Amen? God has given this church a whole lot of light to walk in. There's been some of the, not counting me, I'm talking about there's been some of the greatest preachers in this world that I know of has stood in this pulpit over the last 18 years. I mean, some of the greatest preachers. I mean, God has been good to us. God has exposed us to a whole lot of truth. God has exposed us to, my friend, a lot I don't know no better way of saying it other than just a high caliber Christianity. God wants us to be to know that and to walk in that. But here He says, walk while you have that light, lest the darkness come upon you. That is, if you don't walk in it, you're going to lose it. And I believe the greatest fear of Rogersville Baptist Temple ought to be losing the light. Losing the light. I believe it's revealed in this passage we can lose the light. And we lose the light as we lose the presence of God. If Jesus is here, we have light. If Jesus is presence, as I preached this morning, the manifest presence, if He's here, we have light. And we ought to be scared of the dark. Because you know as well as I do in the natural realm, if you've been in a house where there was light and then all of a sudden the lights went out, there's no greater darkness than when the light goes out. I mean, because you're used to the light, and then when that light is gone, brother, great is that darkness. So I believe God is trying to speak to our hearts. Two different times in verse 35 and 36, we have this little statement, while you have light. While you have the light. Verse 35 says that, walk while you have the light. Verse 36, while you have the light, believe in the light. While you have the light. The word while there speaks of a space or a season. It lets us know that we've got that light can be seasonal. We can lose the light of His presence. We can lose the light of the Word of God. The Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The very entrance of it gives light. But if we get crossed up with the God of light and with the Bible and start walking in disobedience and a direction contrary to the revealed will and Word of God, brother, we're choosing to walk in darkness. We're in danger of losing the light. You know as well as I do, there's times that you can read this book and it is alive. You can read this book and it'll shine light in your life. And then there's times you can get in a condition, buddy, this book has nothing to say to you. Oh, it's still got words on paper. It's still called the Bible. But I'm going to tell you, there is a silence comes upon the Word of God. Amen. And I believe it's possible to lose the light of the Scripture, the light of revelation, the light of illumination, the light of God's presence and of God speaking to us. We can lose that. Well, I want to tell you, I don't want to do that. Amen. I want to be afraid of the dark, scared of the dark, in that we could lose the light. Walk in it. I believe as long as you're walking in it, you have no danger of losing it. I believe darkness doesn't have a prayer, doesn't have a chance to come and take over, to come upon anyone that's walking as children of light. That's walking in the light. I don't believe darkness can. As I mentioned, the darkness of the universe cannot overcome and put out even the smallest match light. Even the smallest flicker of a flame, darkness has to bow out and say, I can't overcome it. Amen. I believe there's a danger, there's a risk, there is a reality here, and I'm sad to say tonight that it's happened to a lot of churches. I believe the light has gone out in a lot of churches. Even in the Old Testament, the temple, there was people designated, and their main job was to keep the lamp burning, to keep the lights burning, and trim the wick, and make sure there's oil in the lamp, and make sure there was light at the house of God. Amen. We're not responsible for what other churches do. Amen. In a way, I'm kind of glad of that. Amen. And they're not responsible for us, and I'm real glad of that. But I want to tell you, dear friend, we ought to fear and tremble that you and I and Rogersville Baptist Temple, and whether you know it or not, and whether you're aware of it or not, this church has a reputation. This church is known far and wide. This church is known through the arm of missions around the world. Amen. Amen. People's heard about this church that I've never heard of. People knows about this church that I don't even know. Amen. I'm going to tell you, friend, it'd be the devil's good pleasure to want to snuff out the light, to where all we do is go to church, to where all we do is just go and have meetings. God not meet with us. Wouldn't have young people to stand and testify about a hunger for God. Homes fall apart. Amen. Immorality could come into the house of God. Oh, that'd be the devil's good pleasure. Amen. He doesn't care if you go to church as long as it's dark. He doesn't care if we go to church and go through the motions as long as there's no light. But I believe God is just wanting to stir our hearts about the reality of the possibility that we can lose the light. I remember in Revelations, that chapter number 2, the church at Ephesus. The only negative thing that was stated about the church was that they'd left their first love. The only negative thing. It stated how that they were separate. They had a strong stand of separation. They were strong in the area of service. Jesus said, "I know thy works and thy labor." They had a strength in the area of steadfastness. He said, "I know your patience and how that you cannot bear them that are evil. And thou hast tried them that say they're apostles and are not, and hast found them liars." I mean, God has said to them in verse 3, "You hast borne and hast patience for my name's sake, and hast labored and hast not fainted." I mean, God said a lot of good things about that church. Commendable things. But then he said, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." And listen to the threatening consequences. "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, repent and do the first works, or else." God said to either deal with it or else. God said fix it or else. Return, remember, repent and return and do the first works. In other words, fall freshly in love with me again, or else. He said, "Or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." I believe that in light of what the candlestick represented, I believe he is talking about his presence. I believe even though there you've got separation, even though you've got service, and even though you've got a suppression of evil and you have got steadfastness and all of those things, he said you're in danger of losing your light because of a lack of love. He said you've left your first love. You just don't love me like you used to. Amen. I'm not as big and important and valuable to you as I once was. And you've left your first love. And as a result, he said it's threatening. Unless you repent, unless you get right, unless you return and do the first works, he said, I'll come and remove the candlestick. And I believe this with all of my heart, that there's multitudes of churches in America that have no candlestick. They have no candlestick. They still got a congregation, Brother Frankie. They still got activities. They still got a church entitled out on the sign. Amen. And they still go through an organized form. But there's no light. There's no light. There's no light. Oh, God, help RBT to always be fearful of the dark. And we ought to know tonight that, as I mentioned, when I preached the last one Wednesday night or whenever it was, that there's only one thing on planet Earth that can deal with darkness. Only one. Education cannot. Reformation cannot. Structure cannot. Organizations cannot. None of those things can deal with darkness. There's only one thing that can deal with darkness, because there's only one thing greater than darkness, and that's light. Amen. To deal with darkness, you got to have something greater than darkness. And light is the only thing that is greater than darkness. And so there's a danger, there's a possibility that we could lose our light. if we don't take it seriously, and if we don't walk in it. That's the thing. It's not that we're exposed to it. Are we walking in it? And I believe when it talks about walking in the light, I believe it's referring to walking, as I've said, in obedience to God's Word. Walking, listen, as God speaks to you, as God reveals to you, as God preaches through to you, amen, and teaches you and exposes you to what the Bible says, you are responsible to walk in it. Now, I know you can look around. You can look around at other people and say, you know what? They're not, so why should I? You can look around, and I'm just going to be honest with you, there's not too many people interested in our day of walking in the light of God's Word. I'll just be honest about that. There's not too many people interested in it. Amen. And I don't know how many even of our church is really interested in it, walking in the light of God's Word. Amen. Amen. God help us. But He says, walk while you have the light. Amen. Light can be lost. The warning is against the threatening that light can be lost as Jesus' presence would be removed. He's talking about there in verse 36. He talked about there how that they rejected the light, didn't believe in the light, they weren't as the children of light, and then Jesus departed. Jesus departed and hid Himself. My soul. I'm going to tell you that terrifies me to know that could happen to our church. That Jesus, that could happen to me individually, that could happen to us collectively. That my friend Jesus could, because of our disobedience and our rejection of light and our not walking in the light, I believe that Jesus, my friend, could depart with His manifest presence and hide Himself. And if that happens, friend, we're sunk. Because our church, you know the truth of it. At least the last 18 years. Our church has been built around preaching. Our church has been built around the presence of God and around worship of the Lord. Amen. And if we lose the light, if we lose the presence of Christ, oh, how great that darkness is. The Bible says that He would depart. He departed. You know what that definition means? To go away. Ah, so. To go away. See, I don't know if He can do that. Oh, He can do that. And I believe we've had some tastes of what it would kindly be like just when He doesn't show up for service. Can you imagine having that Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday? Can you imagine that week in and week out, month in and month out, year in and year out? There's churches that has not had one speck of light from God, not a word from God in years. I'm telling you, I know it. Wimp, call me a wimp or whatever. I don't know if it's wimpy or spoiled. I don't know. But I tell you what, when we have a dried up service and a dead service and it's locked up tight and the presence of God is nowhere to be found, it grieves me so bad, it hurts me so bad, I can't stand it. I'm telling you, listen, call it whatever you want to, I don't know what it is. I just know I can't stand it. Many times I've gotten my car and I've prayed all the way to the house, God, I don't want no more of that. Why? Because I've had the light. I've walked in the light. I've worshiped in the light. I know the joy that comes with the light. I know the pleasure of my soul that comes through the light. And nothing will substitute it. There is no alternatives to light. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. The Bible said He hid Himself. You know what that definition means? He escaped notice. He hid Himself. He escaped notice. How many people even notices when He's not around? David said in one of the Psalms, he said that thou didst hide thy face and I was troubled. In other words, God, I missed you. You weren't there. You was hid and I missed you. It troubled me when you weren't there. When you didn't show up, it troubled me, Lord. I wonder how many of us get troubled when there's a lack of the presence of God in our life. Amen. To escape notice. Do we even notice? Do we even notice? Well, amen. I mean, there's a lot here. There's just a lot here. But I want you to read these verses when you get home and study these verses. Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. What an announcement. I mean, think about that. What an announcement. You have the light with you. Think about it, RBT. What an announcement. You've got the light with you. I'm glad we don't have to form a committee tonight to go hunting the light. I'm glad we don't have to form a posse tonight and send them around the world in search of the light. I'm glad for that announcement that Jesus said, you have the light with you. Thank God. Hallelujah. We ought to tag team and shout and run around the building. Amen. Over that. We have the light. We're not trying to find it. We're not needing, amen. We're not needing some angel to come in with some new revelation. Thank God we have the light. We have the complete canon of Scripture. Thank God we have the light. Jesus said, you have the light with you. What an announcement. Thank God. Glory to God, amen. That's wonderful, isn't it? But on the tail end of that announcement come a threatening absence. Jesus departed. What was the determining factor to go from you have the light with you to Jesus departing and darkness coming upon you? He said, you know what it was? His presence. I believe you can gauge what's right and wrong by the presence of God. By the presence of God. And I believe God's people needs to become familiar with what the presence of God is. The presence of God is more than a goosebump. The presence of God is more than emotions. If all you get is a shout and it don't even last, you get home. Guess what that is? That's emotionalism. That's not real, genuine. That's not light. That's not the work of God. Amen. But anyway, there is the great announcement and there's the growing awareness and the grim assertion that these people in this chapter, in this text, were all around the light. But they were not children of the light. They could be the children of light, as he told them in verse 36, while you have the light, believe in the light. Believe in the light that you may be the children of light. But then there is the grievous absence that's revealed in this verse 36 of him leaving, of him departing. Amen. I'm going to close with this statement right here. Walk. In verse 35, walk while you have light, the light, while you have light, lest darkness come upon you. That word walk is in the present tense. Does that need to be explained? That means do it now. Not planning on, not used to be, walk in the light, do it now. Right now, Christianity. It's what we need. So the word walk is in the present tense. And then also the word walk is in the active voice, meaning the subject is the doer of the action. In other words, Jesus is saying, you do it. You do it. Walk in the light, do it. You do it now. And then it's also in the imperative mood, meaning it's a command. When Jesus said walk in the light, he's not giving a suggestion. He's not giving a recommendation. He's giving, my friend, a command for us to carry out. use it or lose it. Walk in it, or you may look around and wonder, where'd it go? Use it, or we may look around one day and ask ourselves, what happened at RBT? What happened at RBT? The presence of God, where'd it go? We can handle a lot, but we can't handle darkness. Amen? And we don't have to. Because we've been delivered from darkness. We've been brought out of it. We've been set free. Amen? We've been translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. I choose light. Use it or lose it. Don't make light of what God gives you. Don't make light of the revelation of the Word of God. Don't make light of it. Because if you don't walk in it, you may look around one day and wonder where it went. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet. I believe it was just somewhat of a warning or a caution given to us tonight. Darkness is just as soon will be in your life when the light goes out. When the light goes out. And God's people, even though we're saved, Brother Brian, God's people can walk in darkness. I mean, we can make dark choices. We can make choices that cater to the flesh. We can make choices that are disobedient to God's will. Amen. We can go in a direction that is not pleasing to God. We can live a life that is not one that resembles our Savior. And that's a Christian is one that is Christ-like. God help us to walk in the light. Be scared of the dark. Be scared of the dark. I don't want to go back there. I don't want it in my life. I want to walk in the light as He is in the light. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name we approach the throne of grace, God, this evening. Lord, if we just, I feel, give just a little, just a challenge and a caution and a warning, Lord, from You to our church. And there's a lot more to be said from these verses. A lot more can be said about the subject. But I pray there'll be a fear grip our hearts that we would be scared of the dark. But darkness will never come in our life until we quit walking in the light. Lose the presence of God. Cease to have You to speak to us personally and speak to us collectively. Lord, I wonder even in this service tonight, are there people in the midst, in the congregation tonight, that it's been a good while even now since You've spoke to them? Lord, could it be that there are folk in the midst tonight that it's been a good while? In fact, they might not even can remember how long it's been since they felt and enjoyed the presence of Christ. Lord, I pray that they'll get in this altar and say, God, I'm scared of the dark. I choose tonight to walk in the light. I choose tonight to read the light, believe the light, walk in the light. I choose that, Lord, lest darkness come upon us. And Lord, great would be that darkness. Father, I pray these young people will never turn back. They'll never turn away from walking in the light, the revealed Word and the revealed will of God. Lord, You will always choose the best for those who leave the choice with You. Oh, dear God, help them. Help every young lady to choose to walk in the light, to be a child of light. Lord, in the midst of a dark and sinful and ungodly world, oh, Father, help us as the little chorus, let our light shine. Let our little light shine. Help us to brighten the corner where we are. Oh, God, help us to be afraid of the dark. And Lord, what You do, we'll be careful to give You the glory. There's folk, Lord, they're lost. They're lost, Father. They're walking in darkness. There are children of darkness. They're children of the night. And they know not where they're going. They have no sense of direction. They're just living for the moment. They're just living for the moment. Lord, as it comes and it goes, they have no direction. And if they have no direction, then they have no idea about their destiny. Father, have your way. Have your way in Jesus' name.
God bless you. Thank you for visiting Rogersville Baptist Temple's website and for listening to this message preached at Rogersville Baptist Temple.